Let all the world understand tonight that in the powers of light which mankind have been using throughout the many centuries, without discrimination, without divine intelligence, unless they express perfection, today you are coming to understand the source of your being, the mighty I Am, whom all mankind one day shall know. And as I am speaking these words to you tonight, will you understand that that charge goes into your feeling world to hold itself sustained there until the light within your heart awakens the consciousness and the intellect to comprehend those mighty vibrations from the presence of life that will bring you into the great comprehension of what your life means to you and that you have not thus far comprehended. I say to you, you must understand, beloved friends of America and fellow students, the difference between intellectuality and intelligence. Intellectuality is what you gather from without, from the appearance world, human opinion. Intelligence comes from your own God presence, the mighty I Am. Unless you are able to distinguish between the two, you will never have the perfection which life intends for you. Your intellect has power to draw conclusions without taking into consideration the cause of life, the causes that are acting within life. Therefore, it cannot have a correct conclusion. But intelligence flowing from your own mighty I Am presence never makes a mistake, and neither will you when you allow it to flow forth unhampered, unclothed, untouched by your human qualification, a power that rests within your feeling. Beloved friends of America, the opportunity stands before you today, and the beloved Saint Germain, the ascended master, Saint Germain, who has for more than 200 years worked for your America, wholly unknown to the mass of mankind, now, I say, he shall take his place before mankind and sustain it forever. The one great being who has seen fit to release his mighty power and energy throughout these centuries, and yet mankind in his attempts in Europe failed to respond, failed to give action to his slightest requirement. And one whom he had found to be responsive in the early life, later was seized upon and became the follower of the shadow, until his physical form gave way. Then he was released. Therefore, beloved mankind, you are dealing with the mightiest law of the universe, your own life. There is nothing in the world that touches the power that is within your own life stream and that life which is beating your heart. Once you understand that and will give attention to your presence of life above you, the mighty I Am, then you will find that you can call forth that power without limit. Its intelligence, its energy, its health, its strength, its power of action, its achievement. For there is no power of achievement outside of that mighty intelligence acting through your life stream in and through your human form. Mankind has thought his intellect was the power, but it has no power. And when death, so called, ensues, what has become of the intellect? Mankind, you cannot refute these great laws and these statements of life. When a lifeless body lays before you, what became of that life? What became of the action and intelligence that was there acting, the power, the influence? That was the power of life acting through that form. Then that life withdrew, and the chart which the messengers have shows you clearly, powerfully, the reason for these great laws and why they are true, and what becomes of mankind's life when so-called death takes command of the physical form. I say to you, beloved friends of America, awaken and understand the power of your own life. You can, if you want to. There is nothing to hold you from it except human concepts and vicious opinions of conceited individuals who better awaken to their own reality or pay the penalty of every destructive thought and feeling they send forth. Unfortunately, mankind refuses to understand the simplest of the laws of life, that what he sows, he reaps. And when mankind sends out destructive feeling, for whatever cause, it doesn't matter, he is charging and filling his world with destruction that will one day destroy that physical body. And I tell you, friends of America, in no uncertain terms tonight, that the individual these days who insists on pouring forth destructive feeling will find himself very quickly losing his physical body because of the great power of the cosmic light that is released, intensifying the power of the energy acting within the body of mankind, and then will they see too late the arrogance, the ignorance of the intellect. The intellect is a wonder of service when obedient to the heart. But taking for granted its accumulation from the appearance world, it certainly is far from the truth and has shut away from mankind all these many centuries the presence and power of life. Today, no longer will the intellect be able to shut away from mankind the power of the light and its understanding that is within every human heart. And I say to you, beloved ones, awaken, O friends of America. Study these great laws and give the assistance, the protection to America that is needed today if you want to have your homes and your freedom and live in a world, a country of peace, which the great law of life has so decreed for America, but still requiring your assistance in your mighty cause. Therefore, I say to you, and those who have been fortunate enough to enter into that great stream of life, oh, how magnificent, how wonderful it is. Yet mankind have wandered about in the maze of human opinion. Beloved students, do not do that anymore. Enter into the understanding of your great life. Read those books in which give the full power of the explanation. Oh, my dear ones, if you have read them 50 times, still may you read them 50 times more and yet marvel each time. You can't comprehend with the intellect what's there unless you have entered in to the power of the quality that is there. And in these books that have come forth, let me inform you tonight, step by step, they have come forth in their power of radiation. Unveiled mysteries, first calling mankind to the conditions that have been and are today, giving much law. Then comes the magic presence, giving the full power of the great achievement of the children and the presence of the mighty divine director, his power and activity to the earth. And then the mighty I Am discourses. Never was such a thing written on earth, and perhaps will not be in the next 100 or 200 years. But that is the law of life, your own presence of life. Full and complete explanation is there for all who will set aside his human intellectual opinions, study it with a desire to know and not to find some discrepancy. And I say to you, beloved ones, you who study and want to know, that power of vibratory action there will reveal to you the clear and definite understanding of life, your life that you're using every moment. And therefore, beloved ones, comes the ascended master discourses. The power in those words are the ascended master's cups and qualities of power unknown in the history of the earth. And if you think this good messenger was responsible for those, then you are most unfortunate indeed. Those dictations are by those whose names are attached, and therefore carry the ascended master qualities into your world. Many of you who have been earnest and sincere have found that to be true. And then come the the ascended master light, carrying such a power from those cosmic beings. And I want to say, for your pleasure, that the only one there who is not a cosmic being, David Lloyd, might well be considered one. In his great enthusiasm, his great love for the messengers, and his great tremendous power of release in his recent ascension to assist you. I shall call to your attention tonight some very vital things that have never been referred to in this classwork. You have seen mankind's mistakes and mankind's imposition upon nature more in the past than the present, however. And therefore, the conditions that exist, what do you suppose has made your deserts of today? Why are they barren? The discord of mankind registered there upon the earth centuries ago. Now, in the coming activity, all this is to be redeemed. And there will be no such thing as a desert known within the borders of America in the coming changes. Even your Death Valley will arise and become a garden spot. I have known nothing in the world but the glory of victories for hundreds of thousands of centuries. And therefore, I know what to do and how to do it to give you assistance with your permission, and that must come through the light within your own heart. Not only your outer willingness and intellect, but that must come from the light within you. That is what we deal with. That will never fail us. Therefore, remember, You have mighty friends, beloved people. Do you quite realize that? Do you quite realize that in your acceptance of the Ascended Masters and the Cosmic Beings, you have friends of mighty power? And if once you fully realize this and know that in your call to your mighty I Am presence is the signal for all of those mighty friends to watch and stand guard by the power of their mighty light rays to give you instantaneous assistance in any emergency. Therefore, do not fear the conditions that exist in the world. Do not fear that something can harm you. But in one mighty call and with a sword of blue flame in your hands, you can dismiss anything in the world from you, your world, and its action. I want to tell you, you're not dealing with idle opinion. You're dealing with a mighty law. And by that power of light which is in you, I shall charge into your feeling world this night. That power that no longer accepts doubt and discord of any kind. You have gone far enough. You have gone far enough in the understanding of the laws of your life now, where you shall brace up your spine and take the scepter in your hand and be the master of yourself and your world. Conserve your energy in every way, and I will show you in 6 months what you'll do. I have not consented to remain here without a very definite reason. I say to you, beloved students, do not any longer let yourself waver by human influences or opinions. Stand your ground with your mighty I Am presence, and when you call it into action, know that it can't fail. Be firm and unyielding. What if it took you a few months or a few years to gain the victory over yourself and the conditions of your world? What of it? You have centuries and centuries, hundreds of centuries, drawn yourself into the present limitations. Then if you can be free so quickly, is it not worth any effort in the world or any requirement of obedience to life to have that freedom and now? I say to you, as I did the beloved friends in the East, someday I shall take you with me in my garden, the garden of life. With such a beauty and perfection, such power as the outer world will never conceive. You having the greatest presence of life beating your heart, then will you not give sufficient obedience to let us assist you in your cause to quickly set yourselves free from all conditions that limit you? We want to do it, but we can't do it for you. When you will make your sincere call and be loyal to your life, your presence, then we can do without limit. But the moment there is doubt and wavering in you, we must recede. I call your attention to these beloved messengers, the most precious beings on the face of this earth today. Look how they struggled for years, just like the rest of mankind. And look today, when Saint Germain took this beloved messenger, instructed him, and sent him back to the world to carry on these marvelous instructions to mankind, look how quickly everything changed in their life. Not because they waited for him, but because they were obedient and applied the law with dynamic power and energy. And they are free beings today and could leave you any moment. But their great love will not let that be done at present. And I want you to take notice, beloved ones, and thanks to you, beloved students of Los Angeles vicinity, we determined that no more should such conditions exist as the previous classes in the shrine. And you have all observed the vast difference today. Read, oh, read, beloved ones, all that is before you. Don't look upon these precious messengers with doubts or questionings. When you have seen the marvelous manifestation every time they return to your midst, how can anybody doubt their divine love and power to release these mighty light rays to change conditions? You do not yet know who is in your midst. You might be greatly amazed one day when you tell it. But, dear ones, I ask you, with all the firmness of your being, take command of yourselves. What can the human senses give you in comparison to the great power of light? The human senses have brought you nothing but limitation and distress. Why cling to them longer? When your attention has been called to this great presence of life, who will release its infinite power of protection and action into your world, I say to you, linger no longer in the human senses. Be reminded you're dealing with the mighty power of life. Therefore, I say to you tonight, give the simple obedience required, continuous harmony in your feelings, and to make your earnest things a call to your presence, the mighty I Am, and then see what we can assist you to do in the next 6 months. There's not one of you that cannot have that eternal blessing. But you can't do it if you think you can hide behind human shadows. Everything in your motive, everything in your intent is known and clearly. You can't deceive anything or anyone. but yourself. Therefore I say to you, take firm command of yourself and your feeling and hold that obedience that's so little required to allow the great stream and power of energy to flow in through your body and perform this wondrous service for you. Beloved ones, remember, it's each one of you that we want to be free. Remember, you are serving the light for your own freedom. And how fortunate those blessed ones who have been drawn into the heart of the messengers, their staff. One day they will know what that has meant. And you, whose love is so great for them, remember, you too have entered my garden with them. The blessed ones who do not wish to give obedience to the request of the messengers, which is our request, will find themselves unhappy indeed. Do you not understand? I'm sure you do, most of you. The messengers of the human self never make a request in the world. And while sometimes they seem very firm, it must be so. But there is no kindness, no desire to infringe upon anyone's free will, but a great pleading in that firmness for the obedience of mankind to have the happiness which they experience. So I say to you tonight, be so happy. Never in a group of mankind was such power of love released and such volume as this day in this room. We rejoice exceedingly, perhaps even more than yourselves. When we see that release coming forth, we know that as long as that is maintained, your freedom is assured. And those who, in their feelings, criticize the messengers are criticizing us and are shutting the door to their freedom. There is never any great accomplishment ever took place on your earth without the light rays of an ascended master assisting that individual or the group. Many times, in accumulating wealth within a certain channel, it was done with the purpose by which certain achievements were made in the world of industry and mechanics. Today, that great light is going to govern these conditions and bring forth in mankind through fear and doubt of loss, which they could not have if they understood, will be released. And mankind will know the blessings of the perfection that is already in their midst, but not yet of use. So I say to you in your calls, call for the great release of that perfection in all activities of life. And then in your obedience to life, see what the great change will come. Look today in 3.5 years and see what the remainder of 10 years would be. In your mechanical world, in your improvements, you have seen in 40 years the most amazing advancement. If it can in mechanics, then in the power of light and the release of the power from the great host of light, do you not see how the step up is 1,000 times greater than it could be in mechanics? Your transportation and all that has made it so amazingly rapid for you to be with each other. I say to you, beloved one, try to conceive that all things with your mighty I Am is possible, the adjustment of all conditions is certain, and the release of the limitless intelligence which mankind needs today to cope with the conditions that exist will come forth. And in that great serenity of life, mankind will understand and feel their dominion through the power of light and life. Therefore, beloved ones, remember that everything depends upon your obedience. And I say to the young people, if you believe that you can waste your energy and attain anything, then too late, you will remember these words. You are a target for the remaining sinister force of human creation and accumulation. Do not be deceived and do not respond to the sense impulses. There are those young people in embodiment now that could be the outstanding lights of the world in sight of 5 years in art and music and all conditions, but as long as they secretly harbor feelings and a waste of their energy, they will never find it. And so it is with every one of mankind. You are not dealing with human opinion. Make no mistakes about it. You are having promptings untold. And with a power of love unknown in the history of the earth, poured out to you for your sustaining victory. Therefore, if you cannot believe, then we must say adieu.